vaccine. We want vaccinated. We want people to get vaccinated, as many people as we can possibly get vaccinated. But I think there's going to be a pushback against questioning somebody when they walk in, because you could never validate or prove that they're telling you the truth. And then you get in a situation that, what does that mean? Someone says, yes, I'm vaccinated, to come in. That's virtually a functional equivalent of a vaccine passport. And I don't think that's going to work.
Many states and cities still have mask mandates in place. Should local governments, state governments, drop those mandates for people who are vaccinated?
Well, for people who are vaccinated, that's another story. But the problem they're going to find, Jake, from a public health standpoint, since you can't completely validate that someone's vaccinated, except depending upon them telling you that, if you drop the mask mandate, then you might have an increase in infection among those who are not vaccinated. So that's the kind of dicey situation that you're in when you're trying to deal about policy at the local level when you have a high degree of transmission. That's not an easy decision to make.
So airplanes are still keeping their mask mandates. Why? I mean, why should I have to, just to play devil's advocate here for a second, if I don't have to wear a mask anymore when I go out to a restaurant or I go to a store because I'm fully vaccinated, why do I have to wear one if I get on an airplane?
You know, again, that's going to be an issue that's going to be discussed. What the CDC has made clear, that they have not yet made a recommendation about any changes in the travel guidelines of when you're on airplanes or trains or what have you. They're going to look at that real carefully very soon, and they likely will come out with some sort of a guideline. But once you ask and try and answer correctly the question you just asked me, Jake, then you're going to get into a situation where the planes, the easiest way to do that is to just say you're not going to get on the plane unless you can prove you've been vaccinated. That's not a federally mandated vaccine passport, but I can tell you I'm almost certain that there are going to be organizations, including airlines, that will very likely do that.
That's Dr. Fauci. Meanwhile, the new chair of the Republican conference in the House of Representatives is speaking out. In fact, she was voted in earlier today, Elise Stefanik. And we'll let you hear from her coming up in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Walls. Stay where you are. It's a busy Friday as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Coming up on 331 as we check out the KMZQ traffic cameras, and there is a crash at the Spaghetti Bowl. That's really clogging things up there. 515 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard is consuming the right lane, and you're pretty much bumper to bumper all the way back to Pecos as you enter into the Spaghetti Bowl zone there on the 515 westbound. Also, do expect some congestion through the resort area of the 15. You're averaging about 45 miles per hour both directions, mainly between Tropicana and Charleston through there. There's some activity on the right shoulder to look out for. That's at the 215 eastbound and the 15 interchange. And some heavy volumes also on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Gibson.
The world-famous Vegas Strip, AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash on KMZQ. New Pac-12 Commissioner George Kliavkov was introduced at a press conference on Thursday. The former executive at MGM Resorts International says his top priorities are:
first, we will protect and support our student athletes. Second, we will make decisions to optimize revenue for our member institutions, including renegotiating our media distribution deals. And third, we will do everything we can at the conference level to make our teams more competitive in revenue-generating sports, especially football.
University of Oregon President and Pac-12 CEO Group Chair Michael Schill on the new commissioner's experience.
George was responsible for strategy, finance, marketing, operations, and ticketing for some 9,000 shows across 35 live entertainment venues.
Download the free Score app. Lightning fast updates so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps.
I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. Doug.
And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is things you climb. All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure? We're going with Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs. Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Sorry to interrupt your jams, murder mystery podcasts, or motivational beach noises, but we got something else you might like to hear. It's called cash. That's the sound of an extra $250 after your first 10 deliveries with Uber Eats. That's right, an extra $250 on top of all the other cash you'll make during those first 10 deliveries. If that sounds good, visit t.uber.com/extra250. Uber Eats, deliver with us. Limited time offer, terms apply. See t.uber.com/extra250 for more details.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I got to tell you, I can't remember a week with more breaking news coming during the 3 hours this show is on the air. It's been absolutely amazing. Did you catch this last night? This was nasty. Liz Cheney, and this is cut three, by the way. Liz Cheney got testy with Bret Baier last night on Special Report after being ousted from her job as chair of the Republican conference in the House of Representatives. It's a conference in the House. It's a caucus in the Senate for some reason. But I want you to hear Liz Cheney and how nasty both she and he kind of got yesterday or last night on Special Report. This is cut three, go.
So if you look at the numbers in Wyoming, 70% of Wyoming voted for President Trump. Actually, more people voted for President Trump than voted for you. A higher percentage voted for President Trump. Now you're saying you're dedicating your life to opposing him. So why, we'll put up those numbers, why should Wyoming voters say, re-elect you when you're spending so much energy opposing him, so little opposing Biden?
Well, you're wrong.
These are the numbers.
No. I'm not disputing the numbers, but I'm disputing your characterization of what I'm doing. I think it's really important for us to be as strong as possible in defeating the Biden policies. We cannot do that if we enable a lie. We cannot do that if we fail to learn the lessons from the 2020 election. And the people of Wyoming believe deeply in the Constitution. The people of Wyoming know that we must use the Constitution as our shield, that we must defend the Constitution. And so when you look at the challenge that the former president is presenting right now, still today, claiming that the election was stolen, claiming that our electoral process does not accurately reflect the will of the people, no remorse or regret for January 6th, continuing to use the language that we know inspired violence in the past. I continue to say it, though, Brett.
But for the people of Wyoming who are electing a congressperson to fight for them and to fight against the Biden agenda, why wouldn't they say, is this the person that's going to get it done? Your colleagues are asking.
I'm going to answer the question. We all have an obligation, and I would say Fox News especially Fox News, has a particular obligation to make sure people know the election wasn't stolen.
Fox News,
Brett, I'm going to answer your question. Fox News needs to make sure that the American people,
Fox News, you have to know that this show has said that
the American people, Brett, You're doing the interview. I'm answering the questions.
Congresswoman.
We need to make sure that the American people recognize the election wasn't stolen, that we shouldn't perpetuate the big lie, and that there's real danger. You know, I've worked in countries around the world where we don't have peaceful transitions of power. And all of us who are elected officials have got to make sure that we obey and abide by the oath that we swore to the Constitution.
I understand.
And the peaceful transition of power is key to that. Now, if you're asking me about my constituents believe firmly in the rule of law. They believe firmly in the Constitution. They know that we do not swear allegiance to any individual.
Okay,
and that
let me ask
it's
you this.
Crucially important.
And you've made this
if
point.
I'm going to make another point. It's crucially important if we want to be able to defeat the really bad Biden policies. We have to attract voters back to us.
Do
we have to
you
be able
believe?
To attract. We know the election wasn't stolen, and we are going to abide by the rule of law.
I'm just going to tell you, she just sounded nasty to me. Brett Baer was doing his best, I think, but it was just nasty. Is she dead, Congresswoman Walken? I mean, is there any way that the voters of her state of Wyoming, can return her to office? I mean, to me, she's dead. I mean, to me, her future, other than as maybe an MSNBC token Republican or CNN token Republican, kind of like John Kasich, I mean, that's all that's left to her. There is nothing more there. I'm going to open up our phone lines. You tell me if I'm wrong, okay? At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And you tell me. You tell me if I'm wrong on this thing, but I think her career as a Republican politician is over. Has come to a screeching halt. We'll see what you think. We'll get to your calls on the other side. If you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know that you're a first-time caller. He'll whisper it to me. I will blab it to everybody. Yeah, do that. 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. Your calls coming up next on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Sticker shock. Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. Repairsmith.com, code RADIO.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, top of the hour, Michael Shouse, Communications Director for NPRI. We are just wrapping up week 15 of the 81st Nevada Legislature. It'll be interesting to see, with just a couple of weeks to go, what laws are actually made, what laws are signed by the governor. He will not be signing a death penalty bill that would abolish the death penalty because he says he wants less of it, but he doesn't want to abolish it. Interesting. Let's go to Clinical Carl. Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin. Like I told Jim when he answered, I said, it's both you and his inspiration and idol calling, but I don't know how you think about that. But anyway, listen, about the death penalty thing, number one, when I did, I'm retired, but when I did practice, I had an associate who was belonged to something called the Innocence Project.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard of it.
I have.
Well, okay. Well, they found through DNA, before DNA was actually popular or, came about, they found many, many people sentenced to death who were innocent. And even after DNA came about, they found a number of them who had been in prison for many years and found to be innocent. So that's why I'm against the death penalty, and there should be none. If somebody's locked up for life, that's enough. If they're guilty of murder, they're not getting out, period.
Well, and can I tell you...
You can't give your life back.
Well, and can I tell you, I happen to be a guy that thinks that living in prison would be hell on earth. And to me, death is very final. None of us know what's on the other side. Those that are religious feel that there is something else, something better on the other side. If that's the case, you're rewarding some of these people with instant death and moving on to the next level. So
maybe and maybe not. But before I leave, I want to give you a quick psychological test. See how sharp you are. Use these three words in a sentence: defense, defeat, and detail.
Defense.
Want me to help you?
No. Give me the three words one more time.
Defense, defeat, and detail.
The defense defeats a detail. No.
No, let me give you the answer.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
The cow jumped over the fence. Defeat before detail.
You're awful. You're awful. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. That's Clinical Carl joining us. More to come as we continue. Yeah, we were talking about people that were being mean and nasty. Jen Psaki was getting a little testy with Steve Ducey. Peter Ducey, son of Steve Ducey. During the White House briefing this morning, listen to Jen Psaki and Peter Ducey sparring over the CDC revised mask detail. I got detail into the sentence. I just thought I would. This is Cut 6. Jen Psaki, the press secretary for the president.
There are a lot of questions about the timing of the CDC's announcement yesterday. So did somebody at the Biden administration or in the Biden administration update this guidance for political reasons?
No.
So what was the medical or scientific reason? What was the big breakthrough to do this yesterday?
Well, I know that Dr. Walensky did an extensive number of interviews yesterday to answer exactly that question. But as we've talked in here quite a bit about, the CDC, not just Dr. Walensky, but her entire team of health and medical experts are constantly reviewing the data to ensure that they can provide accurate and up-to-date guidance to the American people. So based on three factors, as she talked about yesterday, vaccines work in the real world. We've seen a lot of studies done on that, including internally in the federal government. Vaccines stand up to the variants, which at various times has been a concern about the need to continue to mask even as you after you're vaccinated. And vaccinated people are less likely to transmit the virus. That's how they came to the decision. And that's what she conveyed yesterday when she announced the decision.
But just looking at the CDC's website on the way up here, only 45.6% of U.S. adults have been fully vaccinated as of yesterday. Only 58.9% of the adult population has at least one dose. So what happened to President Biden saying in March that he thought lifting mask mandates before every adult American goes and gets a shot is Neanderthal thinking?
Well, first, let me say that the president, our North Star, has been listening to the guidance of our health and medical experts and teams. It was the White House was informed of that decision, just to give people assurance of that.
So does the president still think that these red state governors who were a little bit ahead of the federal government in lifting the mask mandates had Neanderthal thinking?
Well, again, I would say that even with this guidance that's out there, the guidance is not telling states and localities exactly how they should implement. As you know, there are some localities and states in the country that have higher rates of vaccination than others, some communities that have higher rates of vaccinations than others. And we even know as this is being implemented that different localities, businesses will implement it in the way that they feel will help ensure their community is safe. But I know I am reassured by listening to the guidance of health and medical experts, not political decision making. So that's the point we're at now.
And my last one, Andy Slavitt said this morning that the White House found out the mask guidance was going to change at 9 p.m. the night before. Were you guys surprised that in the 9 o'clock hour at 9:25, the CDC director was on CNN saying that the science wasn't there yet?
I didn't watch that interview. I can just tell you that a small number of we were informed the night before that the guidance, that they'd made a decision about the guidance. They planned to announce it the next day. And even here, only a small number of people knew that that announcement was going to be made. Hence, if you were here yesterday, you saw a kind of shock of people taking off their masks around the building. But, you know, it may have been at the point where they were not ready to make the announcement yet. But I point you to the CDC on their specific rollout plan.
Jen Psaki with Peter Ducey earlier today on Fox News Channel and the White House press corps news conference coming up. This is going to be good. Dr. Sanjay Gupta weighs in on the new CDC mask guidelines. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Carry on my wayward.
said, son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
I need to tell you guys about this incredible website I found. It's called nuts.com. Who here doesn't like nuts? Nuts.com has pretty much every nut you could ever want. They have white chocolate toffee cashews, bourbon pecans, crystallized ginger, and honey sesame sticks. Now I know those last couple things weren't nuts, but nuts.com isn't just for nut lovers. It's your one-stop online pantry shop. They've got candies, dried fruits, and pantry items like baking mixes, pastas, and more. Now, I got my first order from Nuts.com the other day, and my family tore through that box. I've never seen food disappear so quickly. Delivery? It's so fast, and most orders ship the same day. New Nuts.com customers get free shipping on your first order at Nuts.com. That's it. Just go to Nuts.com to get free shipping on your first order. That's NUTS.com, nuts.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
The Nevada Resilience Project reminds you that hope is on the horizon. We know it's been a difficult year for everyone, and the world may still feel unstable at times. It's okay, because you are not alone. If you or someone you know is struggling, our Resilience Ambassadors are available and can help you find stability. Visit NevadaResilienceProject.com to connect with one of our Resilience Ambassadors.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, pretty smart guy. Maybe you can question his judgment for working for CNN. But this Dr. Sanjay Gupta had this reaction to the new CDC mask guidelines, this from last night. With cut four. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, his reaction to the new CDC mask mandates.
It's come into clearer focus, but there's still a little blurriness around the edges here. It's a big day. I mean, you know, I think the CDC, what they're saying now, reflects the science that has been emerging now for the past several weeks, really, since we started vaccinating people in mass and collecting real-world data. It became very clear that not only were vaccines really good at keeping people from getting sick, they were also really good at keeping people from getting infected, because you could be infected without getting sick. But then the third component was that even if you did get an infection, even if you tested positive for COVID after having been vaccinated, it was very unlikely you'd ever develop enough virus in your body to then transmit it to others. Those are the three components. Not likely to get sick, not likely to get infected, and very unlikely to transmit the virus to somebody else if you did. So that's why this guidance now says if you're vaccinated, you really don't need to wear a mask indoors or outdoors, gatherings large or small, as you said. The blurriness, I think, that you're alluding to, which I completely agree with, is how do you know then? You go into a public, despite being asked twice, once by Caitlin and once again by Kristen Welker, was why still masks on things like airplanes then? If you're saying you don't need to wear masks if you're vaccinated indoors, outdoors, gatherings large and small, why airplanes still? There's still a little bit of